I'm Michael Brown. A week after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General highlighted serious overcrowding and prolonged detentions at holding facilities in the border state of Texas, a new report is calling attention to allegations detained migrant children of being mistreated at facilities in the western state of Arizona. NBC News reporting it obtained accounts of nearly 30 children whose stories were documented by case managers from the Department of Health and Human Services, including complaints of children who feared making officers angry if they asked for things like clean underwear. The report quotes a CBP spokesperson as saying the allegations do not align with common practice at our facilities and will be fully investigated. Two-thirds of all mass attacks in the United States last year were carried out by someone who was experiencing mental health problems. That's just one of the findings in a new report by a unit within the Secret Service. The AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The study done by the National Threat Assessment Center finds similarities among those who carried out attacks in 2018. They include nearly all of them making threats or concerning statements before their attacks. Two-thirds had mental health issues, most of the attackers were male, and a third of them had a history of domestic violence. The center says the study is designed for both law enforcement and civilians to be more aware to avert more attacks in the future.
That was Tim McGuire reporting. A federal judge ruled the U.S. Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court ruled in June against the question, but officials say President Trump is determined to make the citizenship question part of the 2020 population count. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that legislation that would have allowed extraditions